Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And hey, it's Wednesday here on the show. You know what that means? Well, it's cloudy out. I'm wearing a shirt today. That sucks. Whatever. Hey, it's Grand Slam Mexico, AW tonight. A bunch of matches from Arena Mexico. I've never been so happy to report a show is 2.5 hours long, because the last 2 weeks has been 4 hours long. 2.5 hours of AEW tonight, and then, of course, this Saturday is Collision in Kent. I will be there. And then there is a Dynamite and Collision taping in Kent the following Wednesday. I will be there for that as well, so we can talk about some of these lineups. And we've also got more news. We've got Impact coming up tomorrow. Lance Storm is joining us on the show today. We can talk about that. And gotta find out if that show is taped or not, because Elijah hurt himself on NXT last night, although nobody brought any attention to it whatsoever. We'll tell you about what happened with him. We'll give you a health update on Hulk Hogan. A lot of rumors about the Hulkster, and also a lot of people shooting down rumors. So we'll tell you what's going on. More on SmackDown going to 2 hours that we did not talk about yesterday. There has now been a report regarding July 4th. We'll tell you what we know about that. A little bit more on the future of streaming and who's watching what at what age. Talked some about this at the end of the show yesterday. And the NXT TV report as well. Golly, the first half hour of NXT, I was hating that show. But I was actually fine with the last 90 minutes, so we'll do the NXT report here today and plenty more. You want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline. Threads, Instagram, and Cameo at Brian Alvarez X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Huh. Where to begin? God. All right, so before the break, I asked about tomorrow's Impact. And it is a taped show. Is that correct, Lance?
Yes, it was taped. Where were we last? In Phoenix, Arizona. And this Friday and Saturday, we'll be taping in Pittsburgh. So the show you'll be watching tomorrow night will have Elijah completely uninjured and healthy.
Yes, yes. You know, on Raw Monday, Liv and Kyrie were doing some nothing happening spot. Just like go under the leg, take her down, and somehow Liv just dislocated her shoulder, serious injury. You just watch it over and over, and you're like, well, how did that even happen? It's just baffling.
Yeah, she took a drop toe hold bump, basically.
Exactly.
Reminiscent of Randy Orton when he was G'ing up the RKO and popped his shoulder up.
Yep, or when Sammy pumped his fist on his debut.
And, oh, God, right.
Yeah. So anyway, that happened. And then I don't know the extent of the injury, but it has been confirmed that he is injured. Elijah, last night on the NXT show, he did the rope walk, the Undertaker rope walk gimmick, the old school.
The walk with Elijah?
Yeah, the walk with Elijah. And that one, that bump looked horrible. I mean, he just like crashed and burned. Like he crashed and burned. And then, man, that guy, he did not use his arm the rest of the match. And I don't know if he tore his triceps. I don't know if he injured his elbow. I don't know if he hurt his shoulder. But it was that deal where you hold the arm like this and then you use the other arm the entire match. And it was like weird because it didn't look like anybody else in the match even noticed. And he just did the whole match and he's throwing guys around and even did the, the twisting suplex gimmick he does. And this guy, like, you know, he couldn't use his arm, but he finished the entire match. And, hey, good for that guy, I guess. I don't know if I should be putting over when people work hurt, but I mean, he gutted through and he did the match and, you know, I don't even think most people watching even knew that he got hurt. So he did it and we don't have an update yet. So, like, the two big questions are, like, how badly is he injured? Like, how long is he going to be out of action? And it's also very weird because a TNA wrestler got hurt in an NXT ring. So I presume WWE would take care of him, but I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, hopefully he
haven't had to deal with it yet.
Hopefully he didn't make it worse by continuing. That's sort of the always the qualifier. It's like if it's just pain and you push yourself through, kudos. If for some reason pushing through made it worse, then it's probably not the best idea.
That is true, but I think from watching the match, I mean, it's possible that he made it worse, but like, man, that guy did not use that arm at all. So it's one thing when you get like a head injury and then you keep working and you can get another concussion on top of that, or maybe, you know, sometimes someone will, so they'll injure their knee and then they're determined to keep wrestling and then they tear like a different, you know, they just totally destroy their knee. I mean, it's possible he got hurt. Hopefully he didn't. I actually once did a match with, it was with Buddy and Richie and Samito. There's three guys, Buddy Wayne, Richie Magnet, and Samito. And Buddy and Richie were going to do a powerbomb off the middle rope to me. I didn't want to take it. I did not tell them no. That was my fault. And I was like, I don't want to take this move. And so, like an idiot, I kind of twisted a little on the way down. And, man, I separated my shoulder. It was just like I couldn't move my arm. I couldn't do anything. And we had a match the next day in Cloverdale. And I'm pretty sure it was a match where I was supposed to win the tag team titles with Samito. So I was like, I'm doing this match.
Of course.
And so so what we did is, like, immediately in the match, they take me outside and they post my bad shoulder. So, like, for the rest of the match, I just had to hold my arm like this and not do anything with the arm. And we did the whole match, just me selling the shoulder and then, you know, whatever, we won the whole shebang. And I didn't hurt my shoulder worse. Like, I didn't do anything, but it was just selling and getting beaten on. But, you know, I didn't take any weird bumps or anything like that and ended up fine, you know. To me, it was like, it's just my shoulder. I can just sell it the whole match. I'm not going to make it worse, and I didn't. So hopefully he didn't make it worse.
Yeah. I'm from the old school that was always taught you finish no matter what. It was 1993 between I came home briefly during my CWA run, and I hurt my knee early in the match. And my first instinct was, I just told the dude I was working with, I'm like, work my legs. I knew I would not be able to run and would be hobbling. And at least if he worked my leg, it would explain my mobility being terrible. But I didn't in that moment think about it. And it was my left leg that I had hurt. So I'm like, work my leg. And he hauls off and boots my bad leg. I'm like, work the other one. So he had to work the right leg for the rest of the match so that I could explain why I was hobbling. But yeah, that was no fun.
So we got a bunch of questions now. Yeah, actually, one time I was doing that match with Marco, and he put me, he was going to put me in a figure four for the finish. I was going to submit. And to set it up, I was supposed to miss a moonsault and go through a table and then sell my whatever leg it was, left leg, I'm sure. But I went through the table and, like, I hurt my right leg, like, legitimately. Like, it hurts. I landed really hard on my knee. So, like, if you watch the match, I land, I grab my right knee because it hurt, and then I'm like, ah, and then I grab my other knee because that's the one I'm supposed to grab. Then we did the figure four. But anyway, Sky goes, did you do the whole title reign with a bad shoulder? Well, this was back in the day. It wasn't like I was wrestling every week. We probably didn't have another show for a month. So I was a little better by then. And then the other question was, are separated shoulders ever the same again, or are they always prone to popping out? A separated shoulder is different from a dislocated shoulder. Even though, like, a separated shoulder is when you injure this AC joint and it doesn't actually come out. Like, I think they should have a different name than a separated shoulder, because that sounds like your shoulder is separated from your body, which is like a dislocation. But like a separated shoulder is just like you injure the AC joint and mine are fine. You know, I never got surgery or anything. They just all healed. But a dislocated shoulder, like if you dislocate your shoulder and it's a bad one and you don't get surgery or whatever, yeah, it can pop out all the time. And I think Randy, that's the problem that Randy had, is his shoulder would always pop out. I don't know if he ended up getting surgery to solve that problem.
I think he did. Tennille Dashwood also had that issue.
Yes.
I've seen her pop hers out two or three times and was there assisting as she put it back in, which is quite a ugly thing to see. She eventually got surgery so that it stopped doing that.
Yes. All right. Hulk Hogan is said to be experiencing some adverse reactions to a recent surgery, but doctors are expecting him to make a full recovery. Bubba the Love Sponge on his show basically claimed that Hogan was on his deathbed. It's not good, he says. I got some pretty reliable information last night. There are phone calls being made to various family members about getting to town to come say your goodbyes. Rumor has it, allegedly, he's in the hospital. I've heard people say he might not make it. Eric Bischoff then released a statement saying Hogan had a very successful surgical cervical surgery. He's experiencing some adverse reaction, but he is doing well and should be home later today. Doctors expecting a full recovery. So, man, I don't know what to think because, I mean, Bubba is not the best source, obviously.
For anything.
Okay. But, like, he had some very specific information. So, like, if he's lying about it, it's like, you made up quite an outlandish story. And meanwhile, Eric's saying, eh, everything's fine. He'll be home today and he's totally fine.
Bubba's just hyping a bigger comeback, brother.
I guess. So, anyway, a lot of rumors about Hogan. But, I guess we'll try to follow this the best we can and find out what's going on. But Bischoff claims he's fine, so we shall see. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, well, SmackDown.
NXT.
No, SmackDown. NXT's in the final segment, Lance.
Okay.
Get with the program, brother. July 4th holiday will be extra special this year for those who feel SmackDown is currently too long. This from WrestlingObserver.com, which reports on PWInsider.com, reporting the show will return to a two-hour format beginning with July 4th episode, which will be pre-taped June 30th following Raw in Pittsburgh. Okay? That's what came out today. We talked about a lot of stuff yesterday. So, here's the deal, everybody. Okay? Like I talked about yesterday, I am 99.9% sure that SmackDown starting August 15th will be a two-hour show because Variety announced The Rainmaker, which will be premiering on the USA Network at 10 Eastern on August 15th. So unless, God frickin' forbid, unless SmackDown moves to 7 o'clock, which I don't think is going to happen, I think that's the end of the three-hour run of SmackDown. Now, here's a deal with what PW Insider has reported, because I've actually been talking to people about this for many weeks now, because I really want this to go back to 2 hours, okay? It's not 100% confirmed that July 4th is going to be the beginning of 2 hours. It might be, okay? It might be. I know that people have been discussing for a long time that July 4th, in particular, is only going to be a two-hour show. Now, one of the reasons that that has been discussed is because they are taping Raw and SmackDown on the same night for a pre-taped July 4th episode. And so the feeling was there's no way they could possibly tape a 2.5-hour Raw and a 3-hour SmackDown. You could do it, but that's going to be like, it just doesn't make any sense, okay? That's what I've been hearing for weeks now. Now, the reality is, if you've ever been to a WWE taping, you could easily tape a 2.5-hour Raw and a 3-hour SmackDown in not that much time, okay? Because if you're watching SmackDown and you skip all of the commercials and you skip all of the video packages and everything like that, you can watch a 3-hour WWE show in 90 minutes, okay? So I think that the Raw show that night, in fact, I have it right here. The Raw show is, that doesn't matter. I mean, it's on Netflix. But the point is, you could do a live Raw that goes 2.5 hours and tape a SmackDown show with only the segments, not live to tape, just only the segments. And you could still have people out of the building by 10:30, 11 at the latest. So it's not impossible that the July 4th SmackDown is still a 3-hour show. And, you know, I've been talking to people in WWE who believe that July 4th probably is 2 hours, but that's they'll do a 3-hour show the week after, and then most likely August is the beginning of 2 hours. But everybody on all sides seems to believe that we're on the home stretch here, and that at worst, by mid-August, the show is going back to 2 hours. So we've actually we've asked WWE about July 4th to see if they'll confirm anything, and have not heard anything yet.
During my short run as a producer in 2019, we actually taped 2 3-hour Raws in one night, and we aired it on a slight tape delay. We started the live Raw an hour and a bit early, so that when we would go to commercial break, we would only take a 15-second pause, and then as the show aired on the one-hour tape delay, they would insert the commercials. So we edited the commercials out of the live and the tape show. I think we did 2 3-hour Raws in like 4.5 hours.
Yes. The Pittsburgh show, which is the double taping, lists a 5:30 start time. So I don't know if that means they're taping SmackDown first or if they're going to start Raw and then do exactly what you said, like on delay, put it on Netflix. So anyway, the point is they could do this if they want to. The issue of 2 hours has nothing to do with taping two shows. They're either going to do 2 hours or not. So we'll find out.
Fingers crossed, brother.
Oh, God, am I ever. Man, fingers, toes. If I had to... So anyway, New York Times yesterday, we talked about this briefly at the end of the show, but if you didn't hear it, this is the month where officially more people watch streaming than traditional network and cable television. So, you know, streaming kind of kicked off many years ago and, you know, 2020, 2021, 2022... You know, you would see, like, numbers start to fall here and there for WWE. This is actually prior to 2020. You know, when WWE was doing year-over-year declines, and then, you know, through the pandemic, and then, you know, AEW started to see declines. And, like, you know, everybody had the same excuse. Nobody watches TV anymore. Everybody is on streaming. Nobody watches TV, blah, blah, blah. Then there'd be a Super Bowl, and, like, 120 million people would watch on TV. And it's like, really? So no one watches on TV except... Like, they buy a TV for once a year. Fact is, until this month, more people watched on television than streaming, whether you like it or not, okay? But this was the month where the lines finally intersected. And in fact, more people watched streaming than network and cable television as of this month, okay? In 2021... nearly two-thirds of all television viewing was cable and broadcast. Only 26% was streaming. And now, I think it's like 47, 46 or something like that, more people are watching streaming. So, what's interesting is this from the New York Times. It is no surprise that younger viewers were the first to jump to streaming because younger viewers aren't old and old people are stuck in their ways. And, you know, when you look at, like, these weird raw numbers, you know, one of the theories, well, maybe the numbers are accurate. And the problem is that old people don't stream. And so once Raw jumped to Netflix, all the old people stopped watching. And now they're watching the shows on television because old people don't stream. Well, as it turns out, over 65 are gigantic streamers.
Yeah, they're the people doing their own vaccine research on YouTube, I'm sure.
They have discovered that the amount of people, particularly like streaming on YouTube, the fastest growing age group who watches YouTube on their television, that means not only do they watch YouTube streaming, but they manage to stream it to their television. The fastest growing age group is over 65. The number of over 65s that are now watching YouTube and such on streaming has grown 106% in the last 2 years. The amount that over 65 are watching on YouTube is equal to the viewing totals of children under 11. So this idea that old people can't figure out how to stream or they don't stream or they can't figure out how to stream to their television, that is absolutely not true. So, yeah. Now I should note one last thing, then you can go. I should note one last thing, and that is that even though at this point now, officially, more people are watching streaming than traditional cable and TV, that still means that just under half of the people that are watching television are watching on cable and streaming. So even though more people are watching on streaming, we are not at the point where allegedly nobody watches anything on television anymore. It's still half. Now, that will probably continue to diminish. But even in the middle of 2025, I don't care about you and all your friends. Half of the people in this country, when they watch television, are watching it on a television set, either cable or network.
Yeah, I have two problems with this, these results. A, I want the numbers of people to do both. I stream and I watch television.
Sure.
What percentage of people watch both? And someone like yourself who has cut the cord streams all your TV on YouTube TV, but you're watching regular televised cable television shows on YouTube.
That counts as streaming.
But you're watching broadcast television shows.
I know, but that still counts as streaming. Like, this is looking at things like, Tubi and Netflix and Hulu. And, I mean, what's Hulu? I mean, you're watching broadcast and cable television channels, but you're streaming it. So if you are streaming, if you do not pay for cable television, you are counted as a streamer. And it's half and half right now.
And who are the people that do both? Because there's a lot of those.
Well, yeah, if you've got a normal television and you watch, you got cable, you're probably also watching a lot of people on streaming. So there you go. Yeah, YouTube TV is streaming. Like, everyone always goes, if I watch on YouTube TV, Nielsen isn't counting me. Yes, they are. And they are counting if you're watching on YouTube TV. They are counting. In fact, all of this right here, this was all done by Nielsen. Nielsen is tracking all of your streaming, everybody. I don't care if you watch on whatever. They're counting you. So the idea that, the numbers are down because I'm watching on YouTube TV and not... No, they're counting you, brother.
What if you use Safe Search?
Maybe they do. I don't know about Safe Search. I don't use that. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands. And the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm joining us here today. I have not heard back from the guest that is scheduled for After Dark Radio today. I am presuming everything is fine. I like to think positive. And that the show will take place 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, YouTube, F4WOnline.com/YouTube, and Twitch.tv/F4WVideo. If by chance, like, I don't hear anything, there will be a replay here today. I am unprepared to try to go solo again. I've been doing a lot of that lately, and I got a lot more to come, including tomorrow in this program. Although, I believe we have a big guest scheduled for tomorrow. I'm crossing my fingers for that one. So be ready. All right. Did you watch NXT?
I did.
What did you think of this show?
I liked that it had a purpose and accomplished something. They established the story of a bunch of women wanting a shot at JC, and they gave us 4 matches with predominantly clean finishes to lead to the 4-way. So there was a purpose and a lot more clean finishes than on Raw. So I was fairly happy with it.
Well, I got to say, when I started watching this show, this show to me is like, some weeks it's my favorite show. I absolutely love it. But like, there are things that just drive me so nutty about this show. And the first half hour of this show, I was like, I was fixing to just hate this show. And in fact, I was texting my buddy there, just angry about this, angry about that, angry about this, angry about that. Once I got through the first 30 minutes, it was kind of like, all right. Okay. All right. And then by the end, you know, I was cool with it. But the show opened with a thing that really irritated me. And that was Thea Hale and Jada Parker. Every freaking week, Jada Parker is supposed to be a heel, and she comes out and she is cheered. They chant her name. They even did a heel finish. She cheated. She didn't really. I guess she's short. She lied. She tapped out.
She cheated.
She tapped out, and the ref didn't see it. And then as Thea lets go, she rushes in and hits her with her hip attack and pins her, and the place goes nuts. Huge baby face pop. And, you know, the explanation I've been given is, well, she's supposed to be a heel, and, like, these fans just like her. Like, we're supposed to just turn somebody for the fans. And, like, I'll talk about this more on the Brian and Vinny show tomorrow, but, dude, how many people in NXT are getting the wrong reaction, okay? If it's like a dozen people, then you can make the argument, we can't just turn everybody the fan wants or the fans want. But, like, it's not. It's Jada Parker. And on top of that, name one good reason she needs to be a heel. Like, there's no reason she needs to be a heel. She's not feuding with the top babyface. Like, she's just there getting cheered every week. And it's exactly like with Tony. Like, Thea Hale's supposed to be a big babyface. She's dead in the water in this match. Like, nobody cares about her. They're not into her babyface comeback. Like, they're not in any of it. But every week. And Jada was with Out the Mud, who apparently came back as babyfaces. But she's still a heel. So anyway, I'm watching this match just like, God. The baby face, like Thea's got her in her finish, the Kimura, and the fans are chanting, no, no, they don't want Jada to submit. I'm like, oh my God, every freaking week. So I'm already mad, okay? And then we have Lash Legend and Kalani. And I was mad here because it was like 4 weeks ago, Kalani is a heel. Lash is part of, she was part of Metaphor, baby faces. Now I'm watching this match. Lash, for some reason that I cannot explain, is a heel. Kalani is just like a total baby face now. I'm like, what is happening? 2 straight matches. I'm watching the match. It's okay. And then, like, they always have to do a spot where Kalani is now apparently a babyface, okay? She starts doing cartwheels in the middle of a wrestling match. She does a cartwheel, and Lash goes, boom, and punches her in the face. And I'm like, you deserve that. And then I'm like, wait, she's supposed to be a babyface. So I'm getting the total wrong reaction. So, God.
See, when I since I don't watch every week, I didn't have the problem. I just assumed Kalani was the babyface and was happy with it. I was confused in the opener who was supposed to be a babyface until I think there was like a really long chin lock that I kind of figured it out. But also you should mention that Jada did specifically position herself so the ref would not see the tap. So
yes,
it was
she cheated.
It was a plot, yes.
Yes, she was a liar. You know, in CMLL, you can be disqualified for lying? So anyway, this was the Lash won. So I'm just furious at this point, okay?
I was really happy with how good of a base Lash has become and how being that huge and strong, she seemed very safe and such. And when people are that much bigger than people, it could be dangerous, but she seems to be turning into a pretty good worker.
And then I was getting angry because I'm thinking about Metaphor, and it's like, wait a second. Noam Dar returned on April 22nd, won the Heritage Cup, and has never been seen since. April 22nd. He hasn't been on for 2 months after winning the cup. So I'm just fixing to be. But then later, at least he showed up on the show. We had a segment with Tony and Luca, and Stax ends up interrupting. And Stax has now got three thugs. If you're wondering, Lance, who these dudes are, I have no earthly idea. Never seen them in my life.
Yeah, I may or may not have tapped that 10-second ahead thing here.
They all hit the ring, and Luca ends up joining Tony to fight the heels. But then he takes a wild swing, Stax ducks, and Luca hits Tony. So Tony, like, he doesn't trust this guy. Luca keeps insisting he didn't mean to do anything. And every week it's like something happens where they could go either way. I like this storyline. This is where the show turned around for me. I think I'm the only guy on earth that likes it. I don't care.
Yeah, the fact that it's based around a guy getting whacked in the desert, I kind of...
But he didn't get whacked.
No, but that was the premise.
He thought he was going to get whacked, but he didn't. Then we had Casey and AJ Francis meeting with Trick Williams. And AJ says Casey is not medically cleared to wrestle tonight, which was true. And they've got a replacement. It's Wes Lee for that bizarre match that we talked about. We have a Chase U segment where Kale and Uriah have their first day in Chase U, but they get upset and they just walk out. What are we doing with this? Baffled. Then, what really turned this around for me is Ethan Page is backstage with, are you ready for this? Brad Baylor, Ricky Smokes, and Jackson Drake. All identified, all with a graphic. They identified and had a graphic for every single person on this show. So, I have turned the corner on NXT. It's all I asked. Who are these guys? And then Ricky Saints shows up, who is not Ricky Smokes, and he's cutting a promo on these guys when up walks Ashanti, everyone identified with graphics, and Ricky challenges Ashanti. Ashanti thought the Evolve Geeks would stick up for him, but they bailed on him. So, I don't know what we're doing with this guy either, but whatever, he'll lose. We had a Javon segment, and Javon is with Ren Sinclair and Tavion Heights. And Tavion wants out of this group. And Ren was supposed to go ask Charlie. So they ask, like, Ren, what's going on? And Ren says, and I quote, difficult conversations with Charles can be challenging. It requires nuance. And there's a pause. And Javon goes, what the hell is a nuance? And they go, did Charlie say he can go or not? And she admits, I haven't talked to Charlie yet. So Javon runs into Jasper Troy. He puts him over, but Jasper threatens to kill him. And then Charlie shows up, and Charlie says, how about this? Tavion, you and Javon have to wrestle. If you win, you're out. And Javon does not want to wrestle Tavion, but Tavion just wants out. So he's willing to wrestle Javon.
Finger poke of doom.
We had Drifter, Inamura, and Briggs versus Wes Lee, Top Dollar, and Trick. And years ago, Top Dollar tried to dive, which he's done a million times. And he botched it and almost killed himself, okay? And everyone made fun of him. They called him Flop Dollar. And they're doing this match, and man, everyone does a dive spot, and he's the only one in the ring. And he looks around, and he hits those ropes, and then he's about to jump, and he stops, and he, like, flips off the people. And I thought, man, oh, man, if this guy could make a career off not diving, that was the best thing that ever happened to him.
You should have saw when Joe Henry did the Banned from Diving song for AJ, yeah.
I got to find that. So in the end, they're doing all this stuff and whatever, and then Inamura comes off the top and pins Trick. Inamura pinned Trick Williams.
Yeah.
I was like, what? What? And then they do a segment where Inamura says to Briggs, Briggs, I told you that we're going to the top, bigger than the tag titles. So this is what I want. You're getting that match with Trick Williams. I'm going to win the NXT title. And Briggs is all excited. And in fact, next week, it's Briggs versus Trick Williams for the TNA title. There you go. Then we had an Ava segment. I don't have time on this show for this one. I don't have time. This will be a Brian and Vinny segment. Izzy, Dame, and Zarya in an Evolution Eliminator match. So everything's going along fine. And then this Tatum Paxley comes out, and she tries to hug Sol Ruka on the outside in the middle of a freaking match. Zarya's distracted. She gets pinned. And then Tatum starts crying and playing with her dolls, acting like a victim, even though it was all her fault. That sucked. We had Lola Vice and Jordan Grace, an Evolution Eliminator. Jordan won, obviously. God, this Lola took a beating in this match. Jordan gave her like a falling forearm. It looked like it knocked her into 3 weeks from now. And Lola was like a Strikeforce fighter, for crying out loud. And then she drops her right on her head and neck with Made in Japan and pins her. And it was a good match, though. And next week, it is Izzy, Jada, Jordan, and Lash in a fatal four-way. Vinny's going to be screaming.
Gotta have those multi-person matches. Sorry.
Zarya is screaming at Tatum, and Tatum's like, I didn't mean for this to happen. Like, am I supposed to feel sympathy for you, you idiot? You came out in the, like, during a comeback. God. Tatum storms off. And then we had the Blake Monroe contract signing. And she comes out. She's interrupted by Fatal Influence. I'm pretty sure Blake Monroe's a babyface. Even though, like, how? And they make fun of her. And she slaps JC. A brawl breaks out. They all beat her up. They give her a double choke slam through the table. And they leave her laying. So apparently, like, Blake's going to get a match for the NXT women's title very rapidly. It'll have to be after Evolution, I guess. But she may be the latest AEW star to walk in NXT and win the championship immediately. So
that was my impression after seeing her get put through a table this early.
Yeah. There you go. I don't know, man. She's still doing kind of her AEW gimmick, which is a total heel gimmick. But I think she's supposed to be a babyface. So we'll see how that goes. Any other comments on anything here?
No. I was happy that the only remotely dodgy finish was the distraction, and even that was relatively clean.
It was relatively clean, but God, babyface distracting, then being sad and crying, playing with dolls. Can't do it,
yes.
Dude. I can't do it. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k?
Today, we urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
The heck was that noise? Is that? Are you something playing on your phone?
No.
What is that?
It's possibly the TV in the other room.
That's right. I hear voices. Am I losing it?
I don't know, but it's gimmick infringement. Randy Orton will get hot at you.
No one else hears that? That was really weird. Golly, I need to go back and listen to that. This place might be haunted. What a plug for After Dark Radio. Although I don't think we're talking about ghosts today. Stan Deo is scheduled to be on again. So he's the guy that discovered the Garden of Eden. So we're going to do a follow-up.
I thought that was Adam.
No, he was put there.
Well, he would be the first person to be discovered it.
Well, I mean, he's like, Columbus. He discovered it much later. Anyway. That's scheduled to be today, so I gotta get a hold of him. But it'll be fun. It'll be on TuneIn Radio if you don't have Sports Byline Broadcasting, and also f4wonline.com/YouTube and twitch.tv/f4wvideo. Twitch is free with Amazon. If you like to watch it, if you listen to these shows and have never watched it, you should use your Amazon Prime account to get a free Twitch subscription, twitch.tv/F4W video. You just link your Amazon Prime account and it's free. And you can watch this show live every day. What could be better than that? Anything else, Lance?
Friday and Saturday in Pittsburgh, TNA Wrestling. Come see us live.
Friday and Saturday in Pittsburgh, everybody. Check it out. Don't forget the Grand Slam Mexico tonight with AEW. A lot of big matches there. Only a 2.5-hour show, Mystico and MJF. Zooks and Mercedes, CMLL women's title, Okada and Briscoe non-title, and much, much more. And we'll talk about it tomorrow. It's going to be a fun day. Talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.